Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
As we've learned these past few years, protecting our democracy requires everyone's participation to help discern truth from fiction and listen to experts seeking to uphold our laws and republic rather than promote conspiracies.
Arizona's Secretary of State Katie Hobbs has signed papers to certify the results of the state's midterm elections, a historically low-profile event that is expected to draw immediate legal challenges. Two Arizona counties initially delayed certifying their results after some Republican officials made unfounded claims that voters were disenfranchised due to malfunctioning voting machines. Among the races Hobbs certified was her own win in the state's governor's race. In Georgia, the final push is underway in the U.S. Senate runoff election.
There is still time on the clock. We still have a window of opportunity to shape our destiny as a state, as a country, and as a world. That is the privilege of living in a democracy. Our vote matters.
Georgia's Democratic Senator John Ossoff told students at Georgia Tech that they will be the deciding voice in the election between Democratic incumbent Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker. Both candidates fell short in last month's midterm election of the 50% threshold required to secure a win. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says President Joe Biden is upholding his commitment to promote diversity by supporting changes to the Democratic Party's primary calendar.
To him, respecting our diversity as a nation and breaking down barriers for our people is a fundamental principle.
A Democratic National Committee panel has voted to make South Carolina the first state to cast ballots, replacing Iowa. New Hampshire would share a primary 3 days later with the state of Nevada. New Hampshire Senators Jean Shaheen and Maggie Hassan chose to skip the White House congressional ball Monday evening in protest. The Supreme Court heard arguments from a graphic artist in Colorado who objects to designing wedding websites for gay couples, despite the state's protective anti-discrimination law. Justice Sonia Sotomayor asked what unintended consequences a ruling in the artist's favor would have for other businesses.
How about people who don't believe in interracial marriage? Or about people who don't believe that disabled people should get married? Where's the line?
A bipartisan group of senators says they are working to protect so-called dreamers before Republicans take control of the House next month. The group has proposed a path to legalization for the roughly 2 million undocumented people who arrived in the U.S. as minors in exchange for increased border security funding. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you? Well, they're